Okay, well, Chris Hansen is with us again for our weekly chat, kind of previewing the next in the series from the sexting operation that was conducted in Barquette County. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Well, I'm well. I'm well. And people have seen two of the episodes now. Kind of had to cut the second one short. You did, because someone else showed up. Does that happen a lot where you're doing one? I think I've seen one of yours from Monroe where that happened.
Yes, exactly. It's happened a handful of times over the years that we've been doing these sting operations. But as you mentioned, we were finishing up with our interview, or starting to finish up with our interview, with a fellow who came in who was an aerospace engineering student, lived in Houghton, and was there to meet a teenage girl. And as we were interviewing him, another suspect, a 41-year-old named James Lee Peterson, pulled into the driveway, and I had to wrap up very quickly with the first guy, Dylan, and make time and get into position so the decoy would be ready to meet James Lee Peterson. And it was quite a scramble. You know, everybody had to hustle. The law enforcement officers and deputies had to all get back into position. I had to get back into position. My crew had to get back into position. And the decoy had to get ready to greet Peterson as he walked into the door.
That's interesting. What's the response been from the first two episodes? I imagine people have reached out to you. And
well, yeah, they have reached out both on True Blue and on social media, and the response has been very positive in terms of what we're doing. Shockingly, there has been a lot of information suggesting that in the case of the first predator I caught, it was not his first time acting suspiciously, and so local authorities are taking a look at that. I think it was just with the second predator, Dylan, the aerospace engineering student, it was shocked that somebody who had that much going for them potentially, professionally, would engage in such behavior, would you know, jeopardize a bright future. But it just goes to show that, you know, these guys come from all walks of life. And so the response has been overwhelmingly positive, a little bit surprising from some folks that we would see this kind of activity in, you know, a northern Michigan paradise like Marquette area. So beautiful, so many wonderful things going on there. But it also shows that this can happen anywhere. And the sheriff's department there, the Marquette County Sheriff, Greg Zybert, made a commitment to make sure people knew that if they engage in this behavior in your community, it won't be tolerated.
So give me a sneak peek then. What are we going to see here in the third episode?
What's fascinating and disturbing about James Lee Peterson is that this is not his first contact with the law in a similar situation. I was questioning him during our interview, and he led on and admitted to me that he had been in trouble with the law before for having sex with somebody who was underage. He claimed it was a girlfriend-boyfriend Romeo and Juliet situation, but yet there was a criminal charge involved. And we checked the record later and found this to be true. He drove 2 hours, hundreds of miles, from Wisconsin to meet someone he thought was a teenage girl. He had sent explicit pictures of himself. He had engaged in sexually explicit conversations online, and he showed up. Now, he claimed he didn't know the girl was underage, but we know from the transcripts that he knew very well what he was doing and now faces criminal charges in Marquette County.
And that'll be on Thursday. We will be watching. And now, did you do follow-ups with any of these, or are you going to do follow-ups? I've seen on your app, True Blue, that in some cases you did have some after interviews with some of these folks, or, you know, there was more to the story on later on.
Well, yes, Jack, we follow up on each case, and when there are developments, we put them up on True Blue, TRUVLU, watchtrueblue.com, and people can see those. In fact, we had a case in Ohio where a guy was arrested in our sting, was allowed to be free pending further investigation, and 2 weeks later, he was arrested at a hotel room in a neighboring community with a real 14-year-old girl videotaping sex acts with her. So, you know, those are the kind of people we're dealing with here. You'd think they'd be scared after being busted once, but this guy wasn't, and he went out and did it again and got caught. So we follow up routinely in these cases, and, you know, throughout the 19 years we've been doing these investigations, we go back and look at the previous cases and follow up on the individual predators on a podcast, Predators I've Caught, and that's available on all podcast platforms, so people can check that out too.
Well, it'll be, again, on Thursday. $4.99 is the charge for the app, and I've been fascinated watching some of the shows on it that I've watched a few of your previous seasons, and I know the people here in the UP, of course, because of the local connection will too. So, Chris, we appreciate you again taking time. We'll speak again next week. For people who are just joining us, Chris Hansen with TrueBlue Media, and we have episode 3 coming.